You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, a little DNVR Broncos bonus pod.
Bonus pod.
Coming to you here at Podcast Row.
Podcast
Super
Row.
Bowl 57. Phoenix, Arizona.
I.
LVII.
Damn it. Damn it.
Tough scene. Pretty tough scene.
Got another week to figure
Unit
it out.
62. Super Bowl 62.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
that
not
kid in the airport yesterday didn't get to this. Here's a nice bonus pod fact. There was a kid. Maybe the dumbest kid I've ever seen. He's got to be like 12, coming back from a hockey tournament. You would think because of his glasses, smart, wrong, dumb. What'd
he
say?
Hey,
Dad. Hey, Dad, is this Super Bowl 17? It was not. Obviously. Because the critical thinking, obviously, it's not 17.
To be fair, he got the 7 part right.
He did. But context clues should have suggested that the Super Bowl didn't start in 2006.
That's probably when he – I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit. I'm giving him half credit.
No.
He got 3 of the 4 characters right. All right. So the reason we're doing this is because we ran long with our guests today on the main show, which we enjoyed vastly, but we weren't able to get to the questions on the website. So we figured, why don't we just do a little bonus pod, make sure our best friends, the members of the website.
That's you guys, yep.
Get their due. So let's just jump right in here, Hank. And the first comment comes in from our guy, Kendall Hinton, Hall of Famer, who says,
Hall of Famer.
Long one, but I've only commented twice in months. So anyways, I'm excited to see what Sean can do. But we need to be a playoff team next year. You can't trade 3 first-round picks and get Russ and Sean and pay them gobsmacks of money, nice word, to go 9-8 and miss the playoffs. What if we get 9 or 10 wins the season after that, and it's 2024? We missed the playoffs in 3 straight years after getting Russ. Our good enough to make the playoffs window, not even our Super Bowl window, can't start when Russ is 36. Second, get ready for a hot take. I kind of want the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I might just have to stop. Just end it.
Wow. Whoa.
The Broncos are out of it this season, so you're not rooting for a team whose winning could impact the Broncos' chances at all. There's no direct harm to the Broncos or the Chiefs winning. What are you talking about? But the Chiefs can get a lower draft pick in every single round and end up with players expecting more money as often happens after a Super Bowl. These are things that can have a negative impact on the Chiefs and thus help the Broncos in future seasons where the Broncos can actually win the bowl. If I root for the Chiefs to lose because I hate them or they clown on us, I'm putting my own rage or spite about the Chiefs over the outcome that actually benefits the Broncos, and I'm hoping for an outcome that has a negative impact on the Broncos. That doesn't seem like being a good fan for me. So just like Henry, I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay, let's not drag me into this again.
Don't take him down into this deep, dark place where you are.
Wow. You know, the big thing I'll say is that the reason people watch sports and care about sports is because of their feelings. You know, the Broncos win Super Bowl. Good feeling. Bad things happen to the Broncos.
Bad feeling.
Yeah, you get it. The Chiefs win. What happens?
Bad feeling.
Exactly. Yep. And so, like, I do understand that there's a whole bunch of other things that come along with it, but they're like the – what's the opposite of a silver lining?
Brown lining. Like a poop brown.
Brown is the word. Oh, poop lining.
Poop,
yep.
Poopy lining.
Okay, so there's a poop lining around – the Super Bowl, I guess. So yeah, I mean, you get the gist of how I feel. Like, you can't. It's about the feelings. Like, that's what's important.
This may be petty, and it is on purpose.
Nice.
I don't want a Chiefs fan to ever be happy.
Yeah. No. That is a lot of it, because like
they're the worst.
You have to fast forward to next year, when they're just being all smug and stuff. And I guess it mostly comes into play when you're kind of talking some shoot with them. And
why not shit?
Talking shit. Okay, fine. Talking shit. Earmuffs. But most of the time, you say, like, oh, Broncos got them this year. Like, oh, Chiefs aren't really that good. They're overrated. And I guess Broncos fans aren't even talking shit anymore. And so that kind of changes the dynamic because they can't – they're not in situations where they can just say, yeah, well, we just won the Super Bowl, so what does that mean? So maybe that is out. I don't know. Maybe the Broncos are just so down in the dumps that it's like, yeah, go win another Super Bowl. You have one. You're successful.
When your team is out, all you have left is rooting against teams that you don't like.
Yeah. Again, like one pick in the draft.
Makes no difference.
Yeah. I think technically there's like a 52% chance – that a player picked one spot in front of another will turn out to have a better career. So I guess 52% over like the seven picks, assuming they haven't traded, like some of those are swapped. Some of them aren't impacted. So I don't know.
It's going to be
go Birds.
Go Birds. Bigwood 54 says, what up, fellas? I am curious your predictions for our receiving core this year. I know it's early, but can we get a yardage and TD prediction, assuming they are healthy and Coach Payton unlocks Russ in this offense? And to Kendall in the comments, you make some solid points, but there's no way I'll be rooting for the Chiefs next weekend. Hashtag exactly. Go Birds. Hashtag Fly Eagles Fly.
Wow, double hashtag.
I can't do numbers right now.
You can't just say 1,000 for Cortland, 1,000 for Jerry, 1,000 for Timmy Tim.
No.
Maybe Pat Pat.
Timmy Pat Pat. I can't do that. No. You can. You just did.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Like
3,000 yard receivers?
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah.
It's under the condition that Russ and Peyton figure
exactly.
it out. So
if they figure it out and they're healthy.
You have a safety blanket.
Yeah, if they're healthy, like that helps too, I guess. KJ Hamler's healthy. Why can't he? 1,000 for him. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. Everybody gets 1,000.
And if it doesn't work, you can just say, like, oh, they didn't figure it out. Even
Which
if
is
they
most
did
likely.
Figure it out, but not enough.
Or if somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. All right. Rob says, have you heard any updates regarding the Thursday meeting between Sean Payton and Ejiro Evero? Then he says, you can ignore this one. I asked on Friday morning, thinking there was a Friday afternoon podcast.
No.
Evero has since been hired by the Panthers. Bummer. Your take on the Panthers and Evero.
I actually, as I was walking through the airport all alone yesterday because I got there too early,
you got there so early.
2 hours and 28 minutes.
Wow.
Before the flight. But yeah, so I was thinking I might need to start making some Panthers bets.
Oh.
Like NFC South. The Saints are going to be terrible. The yep. Bucks are going to be terrible. The Falcons, like, I like a couple of their players, going to be terrible. Panthers, honestly, probably bad. Bad is better than those three terrible teams. Frank Reich, Ejiro Evero, that's solid.
What odds do you think you could get on, like, I don't think the Buccaneers will win a Super Bowl in the next 20 years?
That's not a sports book question. That's a bookie question.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If I, you think if I just go over to, like, the DraftKings stand on Podcast Row, I can just be like, hey, what do I get on this?
I mean, we just had Mike Pritchard on the show. You should have asked him.
That's true. That's
he's
true.
DraftKings guy.
But he's not a handicapper. I'll call true. Up our guy Johnny A. Johnny A knows.
Johnny A.
Johnny Avello?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. Nash Bronco, all right, now that we have our head coach of the future, I must ask, when should we have known that Hackett wasn't it? Was there a single moment in the season where we just known this guy was going to fail? A couple come to mind, but when Mike Purcell screamed at Russ, doesn't matter what he says, it was a heated exchange, and Hackett acted like he didn't hear it. I think we should have known this dude was not cut out to lead this team. I don't mean to harp on the guy, but my goodness, what a terrible look that was. So while we were looking for guests today, we got our friend Lindsey Jones on. But Lindsey Jones' colleague is Benjamin Solak.
Yes.
And I was thinking we should have him on because he wrote an article in like week one?
I think it was later than that.
Week four?
Yeah, right around there.
Okay. And the headline was, is Nathaniel Hackett era over before it even started or something like that. That we should have known.
Yeah.
He was right.
I mean,
I also dunked on him on Twitter.
You did, yeah. Whoops. But I think you can kind of go week by week and see a red flag. You know, you could say like, oh, week one when they kicked that field goal. That's your. I'm not sure you could say like, yeah, they're doomed at that point. But there was kind of one of those every single week, and so you just kind of have to draw your line where you draw it. I'll say week three, week four.
There was another like bad decision that happened after that one.
There was the meltdown against the Colts. I think that was one of the. the majors to me, which I guess wasn't really one bad decision.
That was
I think of. Was
it was throwing it on 4th and 1 from the 5-yard line.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And I think they threw it like 3 straight times or something. Yeah. No, maybe
was
not.
Was that the pick in the end zone?
That was a
different series.
That was also just
same game.
Terrible. Yeah. We should have known that. Good call.
Okay. Cool. There we go. There's the answer.
We solved it.
Colts game.
C. Fillmore, Dear Mighty 3, yes, me, Henry, and Shane from PHNX who's sitting at the table with us.
Yeah, a little texty text over there.
He doesn't hear us. Oh, no, there
he
is.
He just looked.
He said, the pods have been brilliant these last few days. Thank you and keep doing what you do. It keeps Broncos country informed and entertained in equal measure. The best Broncos podcast, bar none, Christopher.
Well, there we go. Thank you, homie Christopher.
The homie. AZ Bronco. Fellas, super pumped for this year and can't wait to see how the team is reshaped with Peyton. I know you'll inevitably do a deeper dive, but I was thinking how we have a little over $9 million in salary cap as of right now. Although if we cut Darby, Edmonds, Purcell, and Cushenberry, that'll free up roughly $21.8 million.
Another 10 for Glasgow.
Right. We could also try and turn $3 million of Bowles' salary into bonus and trade Sutton for a third. If we could do that, then boom. We have almost $42 million to chase some actual help on the offensive line and maybe even a couple of luxury free agents like Saquon or Michael Thomas for some depth. What say you?
Yeah, there's always more money than there feels like there is because, I mean, obviously you can get to the restructures and all that sort of stuff, but even on top of that, in the first year of a free agent contract, you typically pay 30% of what you pay in year two.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, like, this year you have the $12 million in space because now you have the Randy Gregory contract kicking in, a couple of those. And so you do – everything kind of lags by a year.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is typically they get paid the same amount of cash every year, but the first year is kind of the signing bonus. And so signing bonus spreads out, so you pay, like, whatever amount less. And so if you wanted to go out there, you could get a multiple starters on the offensive line, a stud running back, two good defensive players, maybe not stars, and you might have to kind of pay that bill a little bit next year, but not that badly.
Yeah.
Especially when it doesn't look like there's a lot of players you're trying to re-sign in the future either.
There's a lot of opportunity, in my opinion, to make moves. It's going to be interesting to see how much Sean Payton wants to come in and, like, shake shit up immediately.
Yeah.
You know, does he take the George Payton approach, which is like, hey, I'm not going to come in and just make vast changes right off the top. I'm going to, you know, take it easy for a year, bring in a couple guys that I really like, and then go after it.
It's tough to slow play everything when you have a 34-year-old quarterback.
Fair.
Like, there is – everything isn't about Russell Wilson, but your best window is next year, and it just keeps dimming as he dims as a player.
Unless next year is the first year of him with Breeze – or with Peyton.
True.
And he ends up having, like, a meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Like, was it Drew Brees who predicted? Who said that he's about to go into his prime?
Who was that?
Oh, it was Luke McCown.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Last one here. Denver Rivals. Hey, guys. Thanks for the constant shout-outs and loves towards the association. I wanted to ask what potential trades are possible for better O-linemen. Free agency seems more challenging to get the right guys, and I feel a way to clear some cap over time with Russ's contract would be to make some moves for some up-and-coming linemen that haven't gotten their big deals yet. I think it's a bit of a relief we didn't get Fangio. At first, I was into the hype, but I remembered how awful our edge linebacker pressure was midseason with him running the defense. If Evero is out, I wonder who would be the next fit. I've been a big ambassador for correcting people on the Broncos, Sean Payton, George Payton, and Payton MF Manning. Comments online. It also makes me laugh how many people think the Broncos are in the Rams situation with no top picks for several years with our trade. Some people think that trade impacts still run heavy into 2024. In the Wilson trade, I'm only sad to miss out on Shelby Harris, but DJ is great. The 2022 second round pick, the first would have been used for a QB, and this year's draft capital, but picks are 50-50, and with the Rams likely bad next season, I could see the Seahawks and Broncos flipping places in the 2023 season.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there, isn't there? So in terms of young linemen, I mean, trading for a young lineman is tough.
So hard.
Because nobody wants to give him up. Like, imagine if somebody's trying to trade for Quinn Meinerz right now.
Yeah, you're like, no.
Say, like, no.
He's good and young.
Exactly, because every team has one or two good linemen, and they're trying to fill everything around him.
Yep.
So that's really tough to do. However, Nate Davis from the Titans, he's a guard. He's going to be a free agent. So I think that you kind of circle him as that young sort of lineman, although it's not trade. it's through free agency. Do you remember any other parts of this? there was one in the middle
there
that
wasn't any other questions.
Oh, there was something in the middle I was interested in.
The Sean Payton, George Payton, Peyton Manning thing.
No, not Peyton, Peyton, and Peyton.
How many people think the Broncos have no picks?
See, that's dumb, but
bit
it was before
relief
that.
They didn't get Fangio.
No, no, no. Oh, the defensive coordinator, though. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, no Brian Flores.
He's out.
He's out. He's going to the Vikings.
As their DC?
Yes.
So that's disrespectful.
Okay. Maybe they should go get Sean Desai.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Desai. But I mean, that is a really good coach, and he's probably the next Broncos defensive coordinator. You'd imagine they'll find a couple more people to interview because they won't just interview one and take him. But I do think that is exciting because he's super, super smart and could be great.
Why is the Seahawks defense bad?
A good question. Let's see. Do they have talent is question number one. I mean, they have the young corners. Corners, they're good.
Yep.
Linebackers, can't
not great.
Think of one. Jordan Brooks, that's right. ACL. Jordan Brooks. ACL, yeah.
That's a good one. Were they hurt?
Safeties. Oh, we're getting a big nod.
Quandre Diggs.
Yep. Jamal Adams, yeah.
Kay.
Oh, Quandre Diggs also hurt, of course. Yeah, broken leg. Ouch.
defensive line. I would say talent is enough.
It's enough, but yeah, maybe lacking a little bit of top end star power. Like it's not like you have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and all that running around, but good enough to be good. Maybe not be great, but to be good.
I don't like hiring people who weren't good.
What if I told you he was the defensive backs coach? For the Legion of Boom. Ever heard of him? Richard Sherman?
That was 14 years ago.
Okay. Through like 11 years ago.
I can probably be sold on this after it happens. That's just how I work.
Okay.
It doesn't excite me even a little bit.
He was my least exciting. Again, it's mostly just because he's unknown. Brian Flores, everybody has a picture in their mind of Brian Flores' defense.
Yeah,
it's like everybody's up on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, exactly. So I think that was the appeal. There is a real chance that they're going and getting the better coach, although you would like for them to have had a chance to take their pick instead of just have one remaining at this point.
Fair enough. I mean, and the Broncos don't have quite Legion of Boom talent, but they have
true
insane secondary talent.
Again, like using Pat Surtain's Richard Sherman kind of could be fun. It'll give him a little bit more freedom to, you know, he runs his side of the field, so it closes things down for everybody else. But on top of that, you also, I mean, he's really good at not getting thrown at. The next step is getting quarterbacks to throw at you so you can pick it off. And I think that he could have a little bit more freedom to do that sort of thing in that Legion of Boom defense where he can jump off of routes and drop back a little bit more. So, I don't know.
All right.
You could talk me into anything at this point, though. The Broncos weren't good.
And now they have a coach.
Wait, what? Helps. Did I miss something?
No, they have a head coach.
Ooh, I missed this.
Sean Payton.
Who's that?
He is the former coach of the Saints.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Also, so you have the Payton, Payton, Payton thing.
Yeah.
Sean Desai would be two Seans.
Oh, God. Any Seans on the team?
No.
Well, that's
good. Deshaun.
That could be confusing.
It could. It could be.
If he says something obvious and you're like, Deshaun.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I was just talking to the Sean Payton over there. It's like, wait, what did you just say? I was talking to the Sean.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that's how people talk about him.
Well, we'll have to figure out a way to get over it.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
We have some ideas
for the podcast tomorrow.
All right, keep an eye out for all of our content coming to you from Podcast Row here at Super Bowl 57. We're hoping to be able to get to questions on shows, but just to give you guys like a fair warning, just hopefully we have so many guests that we don't have time. We do have restrictions on how long we can be on set.
Which is like an hour and a half.
Yeah, no,
and it's crazy that we went over.
We went over.
We went over today.
So I guess don't fully expect it.
Yep. And then we'll have a little more clarity next week.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do like a questions only pod next week to make up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so be on the lookout for that.
All right.
Wait, you're driving. I don't need to close out.
You go ahead.
So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for us. We've got to go talk to Patrick Mahomes later tonight.
I won't talk to him.
Will you look at him?
No.
Wow. I'm going to catch you looking at him.
I'll look at him, but not in the eyes.
He's not looking you in the eyes.
He could.
He won't. There's so many eyes to look at. How many eyes do you think are going to be on Patrick Mahomes tonight? The eyes of the nation.
Yeah, not mine, though.
Wow. Does that make you not a part of an un-American?
No.
Well, I didn't do a good job closing us out.
All right, I'll close us out. We'll see you guys later. Appreciate you for tuning in.